guests. I would like to congratulate everyone on the special occasion of the birth of Bibi Fatima al-Islam. Allahumma We are gathered here today to celebrate the beloved of Bibi Fatima al-Islam. She was the type of woman who possessed many great and beautiful qualities. Bibi Fatima al-Islam fulfilled her basic role as a daughter, mother, and wife in Islam. But believe there is more than just that. She protected the ones dearest to her and all of humanity, so much so that she would even put her life on the line for the sake of the truth. An example would be when she refused to open the door of her house to the tyrants in order to protect her husband's rights and honor, which led to that same burning door falling on her. This shows that Bibi Fatima wasn't just a great lady, but was a defender of Wilaya. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Fatima is a part of me. Well, you might be wondering, what does that really mean? And why did the Prophet call Fatima part of him? Well, one of the reasons is because all of the Prophet's lifetime, Imam Ali defended him in battles, journeys, but the Prophet himself never got a chance to defend Imam Ali. So he left this part of his role to Bibi Fatima, to be the defender of Imam. The daughter of the Prophet is well known as Umayyah Biha, meaning the mother of the father. The reason being that Hazrat Fatima used to clean up the wound of the Prophet when he was stoned and tortured in Mecca for spreading the message of Islam. Therefore, Bibi Fatima isn't just a defender of Wilaya, but also a defender of prophethood. Let us finally go a little deeper in the concept and meaning of Wilaya. Wilaya is derived from the word wala, which means power, authority, or a right of certain kind. In Shia theology, wilayah is the authority invested in the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt as representatives of Almighty Allah on this earth. One source describes wilayah as having four dimensions. As we define each dimension, it will become apparent as to how Bibi Fatima al-Islam defended each one of these types of wilayah, with defending the wilayah of Imam Ali al-Islam. Number one. The right of love and devotion, wilayah muhabbat. This right places the Muslims under the obligation of loving the Ahlul Bayt. Number two, the authority and spiritual guidance, wilayah imamah. This reflects the power and authority of the Ahlul Bayt in guiding the followers in spiritual matters. Number three, the authority and socio-political guidance, wilayah ziyamah. This dimension of wilayah reflects the right of the Ahlul Bayt have to lead the Muslims in social and political aspects of life. And number four, the authority of the universal nature, wilayah tasarruf. This dimension reflects universal power over the entire universe that the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt have been invested by the grace of Almighty Allah. Thus, all in all, Bibi Fatima al-Islam is a true defender of the wilayah, both of the Holy Prophet and that of Imam Ali al-Islam, as demonstrated both directly and indirectly by her actions in her lifetime. One can only pray and hope that as we Shias learn this art of defense and use it to guard the right of our 12th and present Imam, Ajallahu Ta'ala Farja. As said by Imam Khomeini, she symbolizes perfection of human characteristics. It is time that the women who have embraced this auspicious day as Women's Day to imitate her in all aspects to move this movement from a mere local development to raising a voice against the global tyranny and oppressive regimes. This is the way of Fatima al-Islam, the way of perfect woman. Salawat.